Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this. I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. Simone Biles, does she have to call off the dogs? Here's the story. Of course, everyone knows who Simone Biles is. I don't know if anyone knows who Michaela Skinner is, though. Have you heard of Michaela Skinner before?
Yeah, I think they've got a little bit of a beef, right?
Yes.
And there's something where she was getting at, she's a commentator, and there's definitely some beef there.
Yeah.
Because she's an old gymnast.
Yep,
right?
I can give you a summary on it. So she was on the team 3 years ago in Tokyo, so she knows Simone Biles. And before the Olympics began, she made a comment, Skinner did, just basically saying that, yeah, you know what, besides Biles, the rest of the team really doesn't have as much talent and depth, and they lack a little work ethic. And Biles didn't appreciate that. So after they won the gold medal last week, she posted on social media, lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions. You know, kind of a passive-aggressive shot back at this Michaela Skinner. And then the dogs were unleashed. The supporters of Simone Biles and the rest of Team USA started going after this Michaela Skinner, giving her death threats, making fun of her, teasing her, cyberbullying, if you will. And now, I'm going to play this soundbite, Skinner is asking Simone Biles, hey, can you call him off?
My family and my friends don't deserve to be caught in a crossfire here. They've done nothing. So to Simone, I am asking you directly and publicly to please put a stop to this. Please ask your followers to stop.
So should Simone Biles, does she have the responsibility to call off the dogs?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, here's a great case of a great champion. And we've talked about this many times. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, and I think Simone Biles obviously falls in that category as a great Olympic champion. And they are always looking for that next slight, for that next, because they have so much love and adoration by every sports fan because of their accomplishments, that they are always looking for something to push them, little things. You know, Jordan in that documentary had some guy that I don't even think knew what the heck was going on. And he was using him from the Washington Wizards, using him as motivation.
Yeah.
So obviously Simone Biles kept this kind of in the pocket, utilized that, helped fuel their team. And you've won. Simone, you put it out there. You've won the medal. You won. Your team won. You've let her know she was completely wrong with her analysis. It's over. Like, the Olympics for gymnastics is done. You've accomplished everything you've wanted. You've proven your point that she is wrong. And now, obviously, it's gone overboard. So, yes, I think this is a case where you have won in a monster TKO in the battle. It probably would be, I think, the sportsmanly thing and the right thing to do, because it sounds as if it's getting really nasty with death threats and things. And I don't think anybody wants that, including Simone Biles.
Do you think if Simone does put something out there publicly, do people listen, or do they continue with their anger?
Well, I mean, I think people might continue, but I doubt the public, with Twitter and Instagram and everything else, I think those threats, everything will die down. And that's, I think, what she's hoping for, because you create a firestorm. And again, you have every right to utilize comments that are made about you if you're an analyst. You can utilize those to propel yourself to your athletic greatness. And then I would think most of, fans, especially of people like Simone and Tom Brady and some of the great champions, they will listen to their leader, I guess, is if that's the right word to use. And that's where you would hope everything would tamp down. The Olympics obviously are coming to an end. They're starting to wind down. And you hope that when Simone or whomever it would be would sit there and say something and say, okay, we're good, let's calm it down. You would think that a vast majority of her fans that may have been doing these things would calm down, tamp it down, and let this thing kind of fizzle out.
Have you ever gotten caught? You're a commentator. You react. You opine. Have you ever said anything that's back to bite you a little bit?
For sure. I think there's things that you say that you've been wrong about. I know I would, you know, I'm not wrong very often. I'm right on almost everything.
Yes, I'm aware.
But there's, you know, our producer a couple of years ago had Mason Crosby get cut and Sam Ficken taken over as the kicker. And I think about 2 weeks later, Sam Ficken was cut. Mason went on, obviously had a great year. And then Mason came on the show and we played him that audio. And of course, our Jesse ended up having to kind of hide under the bench because it doesn't matter. I think there's so many people you have to, in our line of work, you have to make comments and you're going to analyze and predict. And you're not always going to be right. And if you are someone that utilizes that, you actually should tell those commentators, thank you for helping me accomplish my goal. Yeah. That's at least how I look at it.
Yeah. Thank you, Tosh. Appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. See ya.
Tosh, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.